More grace to everybody. Thank you for being on this call. I'm not going to hold you long, but I am going to deliver and say what I believe the Spirit of God would have me to say to you. And I want to do it fast because I believe by the Spirit of grace that you have honored the word of the Lord in my mouth by being on this call. It is our custom at the church that I pastor that as soon as we come on a prayer call and as soon as we come in contact with the prophetic grace, we immediately sow a seed. That has been our custom because we understand that when you come in the presence of a prophet, you bring an offering. So I'm challenging all of you on this line right now to go to $PBCJR and sow your $20 seed. We're going to do that very quickly. $PBCJR, $20 seed. Go to $PBCJR and let's sow that seed. There are 1,000 people on this call right now. We have work to do in the spirit, and I need us to get with one accord. So if you feel some kind of way, please hang up because someone else is trying to get in. But I want us to tap into this, what God is doing. Kole belema libam fala deklita lelebeke solo mokushna kandala bakusaya handalala bahasise. Hallelujah. I want to do this quickly. And again, as I said, please, if you are bothered by the challenge that I just made, please get off the call and let someone get on this call who is ready to tap in and obey. I only have a couple of minutes with you because I understand what happens and the power of midnight. So again, I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice to go to $PBCJR. Every one of you go to $PBCJR and sow a seed right now of $20. That's the seed that we're sowing right now. With that being said, give me your undivided attention. Do what you're doing. Do what you're doing, but put your phone on speakerphone so that you don't miss anything that I am getting ready to say. And again, if you don't have the 20, get something, but let's sow into this anointing. Now listen, something happens when we pray. My life, the strength of my life, the power of my life has not been my perfection. The power of my life has not been me doing everything right. The power of my life has been my prayer life. Things happen when you pray. You have a treasure, but it's in an earthen vessel. Okay? Now I need you to listen to me because I'm trying to help you because we are going somewhere. I hope that you understand the power of prayer, the power of intercession. Understanding it by the Spirit, you understand. We don't know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. The life of the believer is a Spirit-led life. The life of the believer is a life where you're led of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God does everything. Even living the Christian life cannot be done by you. God has to live the Christian life through you. I make it very clear that the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. You were a sinner, and when you were a sinner, you yielded your members to the devil. But now that you belong to God, you yield your members to God. Now we have to pray, because if you want victory and triumph, you're going to have to be a person of prayer. And prayer is that meeting place between divinity and humanity. Adam, every day, in a perfect world, with no problem, with no sin, with no money issues, with no problems, he still prayed. He still communed and fellowship with God, because it's not until you pray that you invite God to step in the affairs of man. Prayer provokes God. Communion, fellowship, you understand? But genuine prayer is sending incense, worshiping him, loving on him, adoring him. once you send incense into heaven through your praise. The Bible says that when praises go up, we say as a statement, when praises go up, we say blessings come down. That's not true. When praises go up, the blesser, he inhabits the praises of his people. Now, we're not seeing great manifestation of power, not because God doesn't want to do it. God already did it at Calvary. But anything that's going to happen on earth knows that it has to happen through us. And we got to get to a place of praying according to the will of God and heaven's agenda. Are you listening to me? So hear me by the Spirit of God. I wanted us to pray because I understand that midnight is the gate of time. If there's going to be a dawning of a new day, it's at midnight. And you got to understand that whatever the enemy wants to do, he works on it and cooks it. And he does it before the day starts. See, by the time you get up in the morning at 6 or 7 o'clock, the reason you are dealing with battles is because those who are fighting against you have already gotten up before you. Do you understand? So knowledge gets you in a position to posture yourself in prayer so that you can command your day. And I want you to hear me, because some things that you are dealing with are demonic, all right? And hear me. And because of that, you must understand prayer. Now, Paul and Silas went to jail. Are you hearing me? But when they went to jail, they sat in jail a while, but they waited until midnight. What did they wait till midnight to do? Pray and sang praises unto God. They rested. Amen. Most of you rest to six. They knew that they wanted to be out from where they were by the next day. So they rested all day so that they can get up and pray at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the gate of time is midnight, and they wanted to intercept some stuff. So they prayed at midnight and sang praises unto God. Are you hearing me? I said they rested all day. They rested. They sat in that prison. Folk thought they were tired, might have even thought they were discouraged, but they rested until midnight, and they began to pray and to sing praises unto God. Are you listening to me? The Bible declares that as a result of them praying, the prison began to shake. Things began to happen. And they suddenly was released on their behalf. Suddenly do not just happen. Whenever you see a suddenly, somebody was praying. The way you enforce the will of God is in prayer. And the minute they prayed, a suddenly came. I declare tonight that a suddenly is about to be released in your life. God brought me on this call to minister to somebody on this call who is walking into a wall. There is a barrier. There is a hindrance. Ha! There is a hindrance. There is a wall. There is a barrier. Amen. There are things standing in the way. But today, we are going to intercept. We are going to overturn. God said that October was the month that things are going to be overturned. Now, when I speak it, you have to enforce it. And the way you enforce it is by praying, commanding it, decreeing it. Now, listen, we're new covenant believers, which means that we can speak to things. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in the heart, but believe the things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. You will walk in victory the remainder of this year. You are going to see breakthrough the remainder of this year. And whatever has been spoken against you, declared against you, declared against this nation, declared against this country. Are you listening to me? Whatever that thing is, it must be overturned tonight because we are going to enforce it in intercession. Are you hearing me by the Holy Ghost? Something is cooking for this country. something is cooking. But we can pray. And as a result, and we can call those things that be not as though they were. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. That's the power of calling on the name of the Lord. Hey, that's what we're getting ready to do. I'm telling you by the Spirit, this is your month. October, November, and December are crucial months in your life. You have the power to overturn some things. You have the power to stop some things. You have the power to shift some things. But I'm telling you by the Spirit of grace that through your prayer, through your intercession, you will see a manifestation of the miraculous in your life this week, this month, the following month, and the month after that. Paul and Silas waited until midnight. I've been waiting all day for this prayer because I saw in the spirit realm things that are held up that is waiting on your enforcement, things that have been blocked, things that have been stopped, things that have been tied up, things that the enemy is planning. Hey. But I know in the spirit that if you wait until midnight, kalabashate, librondola kozia, you can declare and decree things. And remember, as a new covenant believer, you don't have to fight the devil. The devil is already defeated. You remind him that he is defeated. You speak to whatever that demon is that's holding back your breakthrough. You command him to go. He cannot resist you. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. God's not going to resist him. You got to resist him. And once you resist him, he has to flee. He has to flee. He doesn't have a choice in the matter. Today, he's loosing your children. Today, he's loosing your money. Today, he's loosing your body. Today, he's loosing your mind. Today, he's loosing your promotion, your prosperity, your job, your opportunity, your business. And there shall be a release. And I know by the Spirit of God, it's going to happen. But what did they do at midnight? They prayed and they sang praises to God. Right where you are, open your mouth and begin to begin to praise him. Come on, my time is almost up. Begin to bless him. Begin to praise him. Get up. Don't just have the phone on because I said pray at midnight. Get involved in this. Open your mouth and bless him. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We extol thee. We place none before you. You are God. You are God alone. You are God of the universe. You're God of China. You're God of America. You're God of the UN. You're God of Alabama. You're God of Tennessee. You're God of New York City. You're God of Washington. You're God of the Capitol. You're God of Congress. You're God of the Senate. You're God everywhere. You're God everywhere. You are so God. You are the King of the universe. You are the King of glory. You are the Kinsman Redeemer. You are the Waymaker. You are the Creator. You are the Passover Lamb. You are the fire, hallelujah, that burns in Jeremiah. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are the battle axe. I honor you. I adore you. I praise your name. I exalt you. I place none before you. You rule and super rule. You reign and reign all over the earth. You reign with power. You reign with majesty. Majesty. Kingdom authority. You are the only wise God. You are my Savior. You are my Shanda. You are the majestic King. You are the King of the universe. You are my God. You are the greatest person
in the world. You are the lover of my soul. You're the reason I woke up this morning. You are my lying down. You are my getting up. You are the breath giver and the breath taker. Moshebe, you're my lawyer. You're my doctor. You are my king. You are my savior. You are my redeemer. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You are the possessor of heaven and earth. I bless your name today. I extol thee. I macrograph your name. You are beautiful beyond description. You're too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. Your name is above all names. You're the beautiful Savior. You're the glorious Lord. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of your majesty. I stand in awe of your power. I stand in awe of your greatness. How can I live without you? How can I breathe without you? Moshe, Mele, Mikandolomo, Mantanani Miki Selevanda. Open your mouth and praise him wherever you are. Wherever you are. Tell him what he means to you. Tell him how worthy he is. Tell him how powerful he is. Oh, glory. Oh, Bashande. Bring Kalili Missi and Telemoya, Landele Klishti and Kalaba Osa, Labizie Beledonde, Ribiki Katule Mikikanda, Lenkele de Lace, Dulale Bamfalinini and Zinime Kikanoya, Brankanunime and Dele de Kefala, Landolomo Ukushaya. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Bless your name, righteous potentate. Bless your name, the great God of Jehovah. Bless your name, the wonderful Savior, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I bless you, the seed of David, the stone hewn out of the mountain. You're the I Am God. You're the God who was, who is, and is to come. You're the first. You're the last. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the only one that's worthy to open the seals of the book. Glory. You're the only one that's worthy to... You're the Son of God. You're the Son of Man. You're the worthy Lamb. You're the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You're the greatest man on the universe. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for another day. Thank you that I'm not crazy. Thank you that I have a right mind. Thank you for being the God of a second chance and a third chance. Thank you for your loving kindness that is better than life. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for not throwing me away. Thank you for the blood that was shed for my sins. Thank you for dying at Calvary. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for angels. Thank you for power. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for insight, for revelation. Thank you that the eyes of my understanding have been opened. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living on the inside of me. Glory to God. I love you today. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you that I got the victory. Thank you that we got the victory. Thank you that I'm victorious. Thank you that I'm victorious. Hola Masanda. Helele Bekonda. Rangele Mandala Mosaya. Ilala Bohoko Saya. Thank you that I'm victorious. Jemasha. Jandele Bekobosita. Dile Mandala Kokolamanda. Now listen to me. We are under an open heaven because we are believers. Hallelujah. You are under an open heaven. You live under an open heaven. The heavens are never brass over you. The heavens are only as brass as your soul is polluted. If you don't hear what I just said, that's a great revelation. I say the heavens are only as brass as the pollution of your soul. because everything that is going to manifest in your life is built on the prosperity of your soul. Nothing can stop what is permeating from your spirit into your flesh but your soul. God is not in the sky. God is in you, the hope of glory. He is in you, Mele Malamoko Shanda, living in you, dwelling in you, Korobo Sande, Ilolamande Lebe Kobosha, Le Kalamande Liliala Messiah. And we are declaring that whatever evil agenda, whatever ungodly plan that the enemy is planning for our country, for your children, hallelujah, for our country, for your children, for your business, for your ministry, we intercept it and overturn it now at midnight. Satan, your plan is ever kokosha. Lekaban shakabanda lakozia. Lekalamanda lalababiasa. Your plan is interrupted. Your plan is interrupted. Your plan is intercepted. Whatever you are planning for this nation, whatever your agenda is for this country, we intercept it. Whatever you are planning for our children, for our family, for our husbands, for our wives, in the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 Mokosha, I declare that anything that's been taken from me, anything that's been diverted, any good thing, any good breakthrough, any good friend, anything good that has been taken away from me, that belongs to me, I declare in the name of Jesus, a divine recovery, a divine recovery, a divine recovery. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command a divine recovery in the next 24 hours. Command a divine recovery in the next 24 hours. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus, I command a divine recovery. Whatever you have taken, whatever you have stolen, whatever you have stopped, whatever you have hindered, whatever you have blocked, you devil, you unclean spirit, you tormentor, you demon, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command whatever is holding up my release, I command you to loose it now. Loose my house. Loose my car. Loose my son. Loose my daughter. Loose my son and daughter enough, long enough to be influenced by the Holy Ghost. Loose my daughter. Loose my niece. Loose my nephew. Loose my husband. Loose my wife long enough for them to be influenced by the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that while they are loose, you are sending someone to minister to them now. I release an evangelist. I release a harvest. I release laborers to my son, to my daughter, to my husband, to my wife, to my mother, to my father, to my sister and my brother. While they are loose from the control of the enemy, while they are loose from that mind-binding and mind-blinding spirit, I send a laborer. I send a laborer through TV. I send a laborer through the radio. I send a laborer through the mail. I send a laborer at the job. I send a laborer at the gas station. Wherever they go, they will be attacked by laborers, godly laborers, supernatural laborers, Holy Ghost-filled laborers. I command salvation in the next 24 hours. I command a recovery. You take your hands off of my child. Take your hands off of my nephew, my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife. I command deliverance. I command salvation. I command salvation. Loose them now. Loose them now. Loose their minds. Loose their ears. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, pray. I feel it. Ha, kashata. Ha, mikoshe. Hey, mekelebe. La ba 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 shato. Roba kum kame me. Menzele de ecclesia. Vila la mo kum kuliminia. Vinunimi anzaya. Command it. Command it. Command it. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, my Sunday, Mele Mandele Bababi Alabandala Bababi Osu, Bring Kelema, Latala Mandala Bababi Asha, Yankele Di Aladala Hazda, Yendele keshala. Lenda la la balobo songa la la bokia. Linda la 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 nele 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 bashaya. Ina la mama shakala mandalobo. Rankele mandele be soto lolobo ya. Yanda la mahaya. Command the release. Command the release. Command the release. Command the bound recovery. Command your home to be loose now. Command your son to be loose now. Command every demonic attack of the enemy to be subverted. Overturn it. Overturn it. Whatever bad report, overturn it. Whatever evil report, overturn it. Now, in the lekosha, I command a release of increase for every person under the sound of my voice. Satan, loose the finances of God's people. Loose the finances of KCC. Loose the finances of men and women of God all over the world. Loose their money. Loose their money. Loose their money. Loose their money. I command money to come now from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And over the next 24 hours, may they experience divine increase. Divine increase. Over the next 24 hours, I command increase at home, increase at their job, increase in their family, increase from their mothers, from their children, from their sisters and brothers, inheritances. I command political increase. I command financial increase. I command increase in influence, increase in power, increase in favor. I command it over the next 24 hours. Hey, 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 come on, saints, pray. Something is happening. Something is shifting. We're about to get off of this phone. Oh, I'm a thunder. I command an increase of opportunities. I command an increase of opportunities. I command an increase of opportunities. I command the lebeke lebanka leba leba solomo shite lanka ledia dila leboso bronka lemandele keta lekate 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 lekate. Hey, hey, hey. Over the next 24 hours, I command a release of employment. I command a release of jobs. I command a release of homes. I command the plans of the enemy to be subverted, to be stopped, to be blocked. Whatever you are planning for this country, I command a ceasefire in Gaza. I command a ceasefire in Hamas. I command a ceasefire in Israel. I command it. I command it. I command it. Ceasefire. Ceasefire, ceasefire in the next 24 hours. May we look at the news, hey, and see a ceasefire. May we see a ceasefire on the news in the next 24 hours. As your prophet, I stand, hey, 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 as your manservant, and I command a ceasefire in the Middle East. I command a ceasefire in the Middle East. I command a ceasefire. I command it. A ceasefire. A ceasefire. A ceasefire. A ceasefire. A ceasefire in the Middle East in the next 24 hours. I command a ceasefire. 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 I command a ceasefire in America, in Ukraine, in Russia, in Israel. I command a ceasefire. In the next 24 hours, may we see a ceasefire. We command it. We declare it. We decree it. Luke Cabo, run Kelly. Loose the minds of the terrorists. Loose the minds of those who come to bring destruction. I cancel it. 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 Koshe, run Kelly May. Halabo Shata. Over the next 24 hours. Over the next 24 hours. Over the next 24 hours. You hear me by the Holy Ghost. You hear me in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, all day today, command breakthrough. God challenged me today to believe him for the supernatural. If you think this is a game, don't do it. If you think I'm playing, don't do it. Oh, by Sunday, Ilele mandolobo shanta. Indelele malamandala masia. Iko moshande lebe kala mandala basaya. Ina na mandolo boko silili andala bahaya. I see the state of Texas on the news. Some kind of disappointment is coming in Texas. And there's a famous singer. Don't get out of here. This will be on the news very soon. I see the nation crying. I see the nation weeping. A singer. Gone. Gone. Listen, Timon Kelebeleo. Hey, 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 there's another place. My God, in the next 24 hours, there'll be a ceasefire. We command it. We have what we say. We command it. Every person under the sound of my voice, if you think it's a game, don't do it. Listen to me. Every person under the sound of my voice, you're going to bed tonight. But you're going right before you go to bed. And we're sowing a seed of $24. Not to me, not to me, not to PVCJR. Please don't, that's not what I'm hearing. You're going to BrianKahn.com, BrianKahn.com. You're sowing it into the ministry. Now again, if you think it's a gimmick and a game, you are released from this call and you don't have to be on here. You do not have to be on this call. But I'm telling you, you can speak to the ground all you want to. If you're going to see a harvest, you got to put a seed in it. Go out there and prophesy out of your dirt and see if a tree come out of it. Ain't no tree coming out of it until you put a seed in it. Go prophesy out of your wife's womb right now. Command her to have a baby. And see, ain't no baby coming out until you put a seed in her womb. Hey, I'm telling you, every person on this call that want to get pregnant, get busy. In 24 hours, I command a conception. You'll remember this day. Hallelujah. I'm talking about married folks. You'll remember this day. You're going to BrianKahn.com. BrianKahn.org. You're sowing a $24 seed. There will be testimonies in 24 hours. I'm going to put up on the website a place for you to testify of what happened in the next 24 hours. I know some people in Texas whose mama was sick the last time God told me to challenge people to give 24. And God brought that woman out. God told me that there are 500 people that's going to give. there's going to be angelic visitation. Some of you are going to have dreams tonight. You are sowing that seed in faith. You are believing God for the supernatural. You're going to BrianCorn.com and you're sowing that $24 seed. You're going to the website and you're sowing 24, 500 of you. There are 30 of you that's giving a seed of $124. The 30 of you who are sowing a seed of $124, you are going to see testimonies in the next 24 hours. Angelic visitations, checks in the mail, deposits, unexpected money. In 24 hours, you're going to see it. Makoshande, you're doing it before you go to bed tonight. There are three people giving $1,024. Your business is about to take off. Your business is about to take off. The home people are going to call you and tell you the house is yours. Debts are going to be canceled. I said debts are going to be canceled. Male sele kosha labanda, robokunde le mesi alamanda lalabasa. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I'm challenging every person on this call, 500 of you, to go to BrianCorn.com and sow a seed of $24. There are 30 of you going to give $124, and there are three of you going to give $1,024. You think it's a game? You're dismissed. Good night. Good night. You don't have to stay on here. If you think it's a game and you're sitting under your breath saying, there he go again, keep your money. Keep it. But I'm telling you, there are some people on this phone that is about to see a release of money. Money, money, money. Houses. Your son is about to come and say, I want to be saved. Your daughter is about to call you and say, I'm ready to surrender. I'm telling you, it's going to happen in the next 24 hours. Command it. When you wake up in the morning, praise God for the 24-hour release. Praise God for the 24-hour breakthrough. Praise God for the 24-hour turnaround that your family, hiya, is getting ready to experience. Your husband is about to get loose from that drug. Your mother, your father, I break addictions. I break habits. I break deception off of them long enough for evangelism to attack them, for a laborer to get to them through the TV, through the mail, hallelujah, at the gas station, at the grocery store, at the crack house, send an evangelist. Healalaba, in the jail, send the preacher and bring deliverance. And it shall be, even as I have declared. And it shall be, even as I have spoken tonight. I love you so much, I kept you longer than I planned on it. But God said that miracles are happening in the next 24 hours. And I'm believing we're going to look at TV tomorrow and we're going to see a ceasefire. We're going to see conversations concerning a ceasefire. Because we have, but we say, we declare it. We sit in heavenly places. We rule the world. God showed me today that the Bible declares that Jesus came to seek and save not those who were lost, but that which was lost. We've been trying to save those without saving that. He came to seek and save that which was lost. And the that which was lost was authority. Adam committed high treason and gave authority to the devil. Gave up God's authority to another government. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, the charge against him was treason. Because whatever the first Adam did wrong, the last Adam had to come and do right. So Jesus had to come and buck the government to be die of treason because the first Adam committed treason. God from on high. Y'all better know Revelation when y'all hear it. Kotobo sutuli mi. Filindi l'ecclesia la la manda la cogia. Zizabanda. Mele valanka zizolo kosnaya. Renkele meklista. Lengele klevantala makukabandia. Inuni mi anzala la mokofalandia. Command the ceasefire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are 500 of you giving that $24 seed. There are 30 of you giving $124 tonight. Tonight. And there are 3 of you giving $1,024. Businesses, you will mark this day. And it ain't by accident that it was on the 24th of October going into the 25th. I just recognized that. It was the 24th going into the 25th. There will be breakthrough in the next 24 hours. And you will come on the website and there will be a testimony of breakthroughs that happened today. Soon as you wake up in the morning, praise God for your 24-hour breakthrough, for your 24-hour release. I don't care what it look and feel like. You thank God for the increase that's about to run you down. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. The flag is half-staffed. I see it. It's either going to happen right before the year ends or right when the new year begins. But a major political figure is going to exit, and the flags are going to be half-mast, half-staffed. It's either going to be right before the new year or right after the new year. But the flag is half-staffed. You are blessed. Ekosha, you malende lebeo solamanda, kalabashatolomo. And I see France all over the news. I see France all over the news. Pray for France. Pray for France. But we command the ceasefire in the Middle East. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You are sowing your seed. Now, again, if you can't sow it on the website, that's really the ground I would like for you to sow it in. If you can't sow it there, then, of course, you can on the Cash App. But do not let this night go without you sowing that 24, 124, 1024. God, I've said what you told me to say. Back me up as you promised me you would when I was a kid. You but honor whatever I speak. I hold you to it. I hold you to it. I hold you to your word. I hold you to it. I hold you to it. And may the people know today that thou art with me. Kelimosa, you are blessed. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. If you got to mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. And, of course, if you can't do it online, you can do it at $PBCJR, but I prefer you do it online. You are blessed. Thank you for the release. More grace. Koshaba. Bilebe filelele mas